CBS News, this is Frank Sitopani. George Bush and Ronald Reagan are about to wrap up a brief White House meeting, their last, and will be leaving in a few minutes for Capitol Hill in Bush's inauguration as the 41st President of the United States. CBS News correspondent Bill Lynch is at the Capitol.
Frank, a lot of people are waiting for them. 140,000 ticket holders are flowing onto the West Front grounds of the Capitol, and a lot of VIPs are beginning to take their places here, members of Congress, the diplomatic corps, judges, and so forth. We've seen Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jerry Falwell, Lionel Hampton, the musician and noted Republican, former Governor Hugh Carey. Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis will not be here. It's a cloudy 49-degree day, weather very similar to Dwight Eisenhower's first inauguration in 1953, and all is in readiness for this ceremony to begin in about 45 minutes. And the president and president-elect will take their places on the inaugural platform after posing for pictures and relaxing in a holding room at the east front of the Capitol. Frank?
President-elect Bush has been dropping hints about what he'll say in his inaugural address a little over an hour from now. He's expected to ask the American people to pitch in and help one another, saying the country has come a long way, but still has a long way to go. No one was hurt, but there was a big scare for passengers and crew members of a Piedmont Airlines Boeing 737 this morning.
Piedmont Flight 1480 departed from O'Hare, and shortly after departure, the right engine fell off.
The FAA's Barbara Detmer says the plane, bound for Charlotte, North Carolina, turned back and landed safely. Eyewitness Tom Waldensky tells what he saw.
A lot of smoke coming out of the one engine, and then we saw it leaning, like, almost falling off, and then when it was about, I'd say a few hundred feet up in the air, it fell off.
The engine landed in a field a half mile from the airport. The FAA has sealed off one runway at O'Hare, causing delays on flights to all parts of the country. United Airlines is reporting delays of about an hour in Chicago. In London, they prayed for the Anglican Church envoy who was kidnapped in Beirut on this day 2 years ago. Dan Revive reports.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie, today led a service in honor of his envoy, Terry Waite, who disappeared in Beirut exactly 2 years ago while working to free hostages.
We ask God's blessing upon all who risk their own lives and safety to help their fellow men and women.
Terry Waite's relatives were in the church, his cousin, John Waite.
It is a very tricky situation, very difficult to resolve, and I just fear that governments may not be grasping the nettle because they just don't see a solution. I'm hoping they'll work harder at trying to secure one.
Terry Waite's cousin called on the new Bush administration to put the hostages in Lebanon at the top of its agenda. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average, up a point and a half, big board volume 51 million. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
Over 25 million people own Black & Decker Dustbuster cordless vacs. Here's someone who doesn't. Ma'am, what do you use?
A wide-bodied 36-horsepower vacuum.
How is it on pet hair?
Great, but we lost Spot that way.
Aw, how about couches?
I'll fix them right up.
This woman needs the Black & Decker Dustbuster. It's lightweight, compact, and picks up just about everything except couches. So you won't have to drag out your big vac. Try this powerful handheld vac on a 30-day money-back guarantee. See details on package.
Very clever, Black & Decker. Morning, hon. Some coffee?
Thanks, Shirley.
I have a confession to make.
Well, don't hold back just because I'm a policeman.
First, how's the coffee?
Rich and fresh brewed as usual.
It's Folgers Crystals.
How's that, ma'am?
I switched our fresh brewed coffee with Folgers Crystals, like in the Folgers switch in those TV commercials, and you never had a clue.
Shirley, you have the right to remain silent. The right
to an attorney.
Try the Folgers switch in your home and see if someone says...
Last name?
Same as yours.
First name, Shirley?
It's Shirley.
Folgers Crystals. Coffee's so rich, shouldn't you try the switch?
Authorities in Kansas City suspect arson in a pre-dawn house fire that killed six people. Three of the victims were children. The U.S. Embassy in The Hague says Ambassador to the Netherlands John Shad will leave his job next month. If he wants it, there's a new one waiting. The investment firm Drexel Burnham Lambert recently asked Shad to become its chairman, a Mr. Clean who could boost the company's image. Drexel pleaded guilty last month to securities fraud and agreed to pay a $650 million fine. In its latest medical bulletin on Salvador Dali, a hospital in Spain says the 84-year-old painter is in critical condition, his heart trouble complicated by pneumonia. There was no school today for 300,000 Palestinian children in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Israel closed the schools in a move to put an end to spreading anti-Israel protests. They're used to cold weather in Alaska, but not this cold. Temperatures fell to 40 below zero in Fairbanks this morning. Frank Sitopani, CBS News.